This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Worth the drive from wherever you're listening to Bismarck, North Dakota, right there on South Washington Street by Dan's Supermarket and running 625 South Washington. They make their own beef jerky at Schweitzer's. That's right. You go there, you get a unique beef jerky you're not going to get anywhere else. Select variety of flavors to choose from. They now are making breakfast links. They have Bessie's Best products. And how about this? Maybe a quarter of beef for the winter months might be a good idea. You get ribeyes, porterhouses for the price of hamburger. And you say you heard it on this show, you get a discount. So, and remember, it's North Dakota raised beef. North Dakota raised beef. It's Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. National Radio Day, and we are celebrating that today. We're going to talk a little about the Constitution in a moment with my buddy Mark Skogerbo, so stay tuned for that. And also, Jeff Suger will be here. He and others were part of a recent ethanol trade mission to Brazil to open up some markets for North Dakota corn. Ethanol works. So all that coming up. Julie didn't get in last hour, so we're going to get her in first here. Julie in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Oh, Scott, I just wanted to wish you and your crew a happy National Radio Day. I am a sales rep. I'm in my car every day. I'm driving, and I start in the morning listening to you, and then I listen to Rush. I don't get to hear the whole program because obviously I'm visiting customers, but then I'm on to Sean. Then I'm on to Levin, and then after Levin from 8 to 10, you guys go back and you repeat what you did in the morning, and I... And then after that, it's Savage. So I am truly addicted to the Flake radio. I've got it on my phone. I listen to the app if I'm not, you know, near where I can hear the station. But what I'm wondering is, between 8 and 10, when you do the repeat, is there any way you could get, like, Ben Ferguson or Billy Cunningham or another one of those favorites in that slot? Or is that the way that it is?
Well, interestingly enough,
advertisers?
Well, a couple of things. One, we obviously like local programming, and honestly, K-Fire in Bismarck pioneered this. They replayed What's On Your Mind from 7 to 9, and the ratings are, like, ridiculous. I mean, and of course, I think this is a product of a busy place where people are like you. I mean, you're describing the radio station from 6 in the morning till ridiculous hours of the evening, so you're obviously a big fan, and people like radio, which we love, on National Radio Day. So, you know, there's been very good feedback for that. It's popular, so we decided to do the same thing, partly because a lot of stuff in the evening, you know, the offerings change so often, so you can't really get any, you know, following for any particular program because they change often. But, you know, the people you mentioned are good, and, you know, we love, that's one of the unique things that's here, that we give you voices other people don't, and it counters the mainstream media, so certainly appreciate your feedback.
Well, we've learned a lot from you. My kids get a little annoyed because I'm constantly, you know, if I'm in my office at home, I've got you on, and they chuckle, but they've learned a lot, too, and I appreciate the way that you handle people and opposing views diplomatically. You're pretty good at that. I like your Facebook posts as well. So keep up the good work. Thank you for what you do. Radio is free and I love it. So thank you and happy Radio Day.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. Ken texts, great show. What would my day be like at the office without radio? Boring. All in caps. And Julie's day, same thing. Here she is traveling for work. She got her kids along. She's using that. I mean, that's fantastic. Appreciate it very much. Ken also says to let listeners know in Dickinson that if they can go to the Stark County Courthouse and cast an early vote on the $89 million school bond, the vote is Tuesday, September 10th, but the polls are at Dickinson High School, While schools in session, Dunn County Courthouse versus having them at regular polling places, Dickinson Army and the Activity Center. So just a reminder from somebody in Dickinson about an event coming up there shortly. So how about that? Anyway, interesting stuff. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for the calls on National Radio Day. Just keep them coming. Now, as promised, let's talk a little bit about the Constitution. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark is the Freedom Poet, and he has done Constitution classes for folks where he literally will have a class and give you the information you need about this to take out and spread the genius of the Constitution. And he's planning some fun things and thinks we may just exactly save America, you know, by spreading the genius of the Constitution. Mr. Freedom Poet, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing on Radio Day, sir?
National Radio Day today. I think we're using it for some good today to talk about the Founding Fathers and that in that Constitution. We're trying to figure out where we went wrong on the Constitution. When you were going to school, where did you get your love of the Constitution? How is it you love the Constitution, you revere the Constitution, you want everyone to know what the Founding Fathers intended? Where did that come from?
I think it came from my dad. He gave me Carl Sandburg's 6 books on Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln said everything that he believed came from the Declaration of Independence. He said that all men are created equal, and that includes the Catholics, Irish, and black people. But he was totally inspired by Jefferson, who from early on was the founder of abolition movements, tried to free his own slaves, and they wouldn't let him. And the more I studied history, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, I came to realize that America was totally unique and that the world completely changed. One day it dawned on me, and I don't know when, that when Thomas Jefferson wrote that, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. A light went on. I realized that all of the slaves, all of the people that have been subjected to the rich, to the powerful, to the noble, to the right faith, to the right color, to the right creed, throughout history, were immediately equal in the sight of Creator God. And that was the pivot point. I went to work for Alan Keyes, who proclaimed the truth that all men are created equal all over in defense of the unborn children. And that's what really got me pumped up to a new level. And now I don't even have television in my place. I just study and read all the time. I'm writing a book called America's Moses about George Washington and another one about St. Abe. But the New York Times came out and said Rush was talking about how they are setting their sights directly on destroying our history, creating hatred for people like Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was really the father of the abolition movement in America. The 13-star flag that is hated by Nike and, you know, some of these radical kneeling football players was really the flag of freedom. When I realized that we've been lied to so horrifically by so many in fake news and fake history and fake education, I just said, well, I got to do my part. I got 18 grandkids, and I believe that the more people that get the Constitution and know what's in it, will know that will keep their rights free. In fact, Ben Franklin said, a nation that knows and prizes its God-given rights isn't easily enslaved. It's in the area of ignorance where tyranny reigns. And very few people know the 5 rights in the First Amendment or the right to bear arms. They don't understand. And the more people that understand, the stronger we get. So in America, I'm saying take your Constitution to school day on September 17, 2019, and then the second one will be next year. And everything I do is going to be create interest in the constitutional republic and help people understand the difference between democracy, socialism, oligarchy, ruled by a few when the judges make law, Sharia law, and communism. All those 6 forms of government are competing for the hearts and minds of the children of America right now.
I had an idea earlier that I thought might be kind of fun for us at home to channel our frustration a little. And during the Democratic debates coming up, for that matter, any debate, anytime something's proposed in the way of a government idea, like Bernie Sanders and Medicare for All, or Elizabeth Warren, Medicare for All, or, you know, forgiving student loan debt, or, you know, free college, we should all have a constitution at home, have our pocket constitution, and it ought to stop. Or better yet, you know, the commentators are asking the questions, okay, where in the Constitution does that fit?
Right.
You know, I mean, that basic, simple question is supposed to be the very tenet of everything we do in our laws of this land, but it doesn't happen, does it?
No. That's what's so unique about our constitutional republic. First of all, the fact that our founders said our rights come from God. So there's been other republics throughout history, in Greek and Rome and so forth, but they didn't claim that their rights came from Creator God. What that means is that the king or the government or Bernie Sanders can't take them away from us unless we let them, because we are bound by a higher law, nature's law, the law of God.
Constitution Day is coming up on September 17th. You have an event planned on a spearfish, South Dakota. We have lots of listeners down there, so we want to tell them about that. And it also, folks,
a great event that there's a High Plains Western Heritage Society Museum at 825. It's right off exit 14. You can see it up on the hill. Three big columns. It's got like an 18-foot high bronze cowboy. It's just a fabulous museum.
And stand by, Mark. We'll tell folks more about that so you can jot that down. And also, Mark wants to do more of these. And I think, you know, we got to start somewhere. And completely turning around the debate in this country, and not to start with the Constitution. More with the Freedom Poet coming up.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hour on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Mark, the Freedom Poet Skogerbo is here to talk about the Constitution. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a ethanol trade mission to Brazil, opening up some markets there. Lots to cover today on the program. It's National Radio Day, and we are celebrating.
My daughter, don't tell her I told you this, but she overslept, and it's the first day of school today, okay?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's going to be a junior. And she blamed the MyPillow is what she did. She said, Dad, you bring these MyPillows home, and that's I just slept too darn good. Plus, she put her blanket over her phone, and that didn't help either. Anyway, but we love the MyPillows at our house, and I know you do, too. And, people call and talk about literally how they sleep so darn good because of them. And you know what? Right now, a little give back going on. Mike Lindell, who is the proprietor, the founder, the genius behind MyPillow, said, let's give back, okay? And giving back to the listeners of this program, so we have some great discounts on all of the MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials, 50% off MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets. There is, so much more, okay? How about this? The Body Pillow, regularly $89.99. With the promo code Scott, it's $29.99. That's what I'm talking about. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials is where you click. Save up to 50%, including the Body Pillow, for $29.99. Enter promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. All right, back with Mark, the Freedom Poet, and we're talking about the Constitution. Some questions coming in for Mark. Others welcome at 800-228-0550-701. 701-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. How can we get schools to teach the Constitution as it is and not someone's liberal take?
Well, the best way to do that is to have Constitution events in your town, and I'm ramping up for Take Your Constitution to School Day. This will be the first one this year, but by next year we hope to have state chairs in at least 20 states where kids not only take their constitution to school, but they know what it means. They know the difference between democracy, communism, socialism, Sharia law. And if the kids know it and take their constitution to schools and the parents go to the school board, it's one of the closest forms of government to the people, and ask about the curriculum. And, if they're putting down Thomas Jefferson, and putting down our founding fathers as slave owners, these guys tried to get rid of slavery. If they're teaching it, you need to find out exactly how they're teaching, what they're teaching in your school. Talk to the teachers. And a lot of these people are misguided. They've been taught wrong in their teachers' colleges. So just the truth. Thomas Jefferson said, follow the truth wherever it goes, make sure, and we're going to be just fine. If the kids know what the truth is, they'll stand up for it. And we got just a growing number of young people that love the Constitution. We're number one in the history of the world's richest, strongest, most free, most generous, because of free enterprise, capitalism, tied to our Bill of Rights and this incredible, greatest Constitution ever written.
You, as you mentioned, are going to be doing a series of events starting with Constitution Day coming up. Can you talk about what you do on these events? What do you
right?
You know, explain to people what they're going to leave with.
They're going. First of all, they're going to know their rights. They're going to only one in a thousand know the six rights in the first two Bill of Rights of the ten. They're going to know what a republic is and how it is different from a democracy. This is the biggest confusion of all, and also the fact that more and more people seem to be smiling towards socialism. Then we have the oligarchy. There's many people starting aggressively with, like, Woodrow Wilson that wanted to let the courts make laws. The founding fathers didn't want them to do that. They wanted them to interpret law, not make law. And when only five people in the Supreme Court can make a law, like taking the Bible out of school, for example, then we have an oligarchy, and our constitutional republic has died in ignorance. So I want to make people be more informed and know exactly why we're the best, and what to do about keeping it. And one of the biggest things they can do, and about so many anecdotes about the great characters and the heroes that gave us this, their sacrifice, their genius, their character, their honor. The more I want them to want to be like Thomas Jefferson, to be like George Washington, to be like Abe, and be like Ronald Reagan, be like these kind of people that proclaim the truth into darkness to where they can stand up for their rights, when they can be ambassadors for the Constitution and their rights and their freedom, for their children. I got 18 grandkids, and that's, I want your grandkids, your children, everybody that's listening to this program to bask in the luxury of our freedom, but it's slipping away into ignorance and lies. And so I want them to go away with a confidence. Everybody gets free constitutions, but they also get knowledge of what's in there.
And these are great to do in big towns, small towns, with a coffee group, whatever. I mean, you can do it. And Mark, basically gets his expenses is all he gets for coming to these. So they're reasonable to put on. And I think you can really, you can just get people talking about what matters, right? Get less of, us versus them and the other things that inevitably happen because we've got a mess right now, and more of, okay, what are we going to go back to the basics here to fix it?
And we're all Americans, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. Ben Franklin said, a nation that knows and prizes its God-given rights is not easily enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. Think about that.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and that's what Mark does with these. That's the.
I'll come to any town. I have to come twice because you've got to advance it. And put on a, I like to do 2 50-minute segments with a break in the middle. Sometimes people, like it is at a church group where the venue is free, then maybe they'll want to have a fundraising lunch afterwards. But if I can get a commitment of $250 to come to a town twice, and at least 2 hours, if they want me to do more, I can go there for 2 days and teach about Thomas Jefferson or Abe or George. But I really want to make sure that people know what Sharia law is, what communism is, what oligarchy, socialism, democracy, and our republic is. What is so special and unique? And when you know this, you're stronger. Truth makes us strong. And there's only a handful of us can save our republic. 3% is all we need.
Marcus said the knowledge of the greatest constitution in the history of man will do more to reelect Trump and fire Pelosi and the squad than anything else. And it's education. It is just back to the basics. John in Minot, go ahead quickly for Mark.
Yeah, our Russia's constitution was fashioned after ours, and look what happened over there. When I was in high school, we studied the Constitution for 2 years.
That is terrific. So now your kids are ambassadors for our Constitution. They need to get their public school friends to come to these events. I'll tell you, if a pastor, if three people can make a committee, these events usually can be successful. And I'll go anywhere. And I'd like to do at least 2 of these a week until the election of 2020. And then I'm probably going to take a break. I'm going to be 74 this next week.
These are fun. I've been to them. You'll learn a lot. 612-237-1516 or markmfreedom@aol.com. Okay?
Right.
612.
I'm going to be in a meeting for the next 3 hours, but call me if you want me to come to your area. We'll talk about the details. And I probably won't be able to pick up for 3 hours, but leave me a message, and I'll get back to you sometime today.
Thanks, Mark.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal, and it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Ag supports NDSU athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's biggest bank claims President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports can be expected to cost American families $1,000 a year. J.P. Morgan Chase out with an analysis showing the tariffs already in place have cost families $400 a year. Planned Parenthood saying it's withdrawing from the Title X federal family planning program instead of abiding by a new Trump administration rule preventing participants from referring patients for abortions unless in cases of rape and incest. A Planned Parenthood spokeswoman, Erica Sacken, says it was a difficult decision.
It's extremely concerning, and we really believe that our patients deserve to have the best medical care and information available, and this gag rule would make that impossible. I mean, we think it's unethical to keep information from our patients.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Yeah, don't forget, on National Radio Day, December 7th, 1941, America found out that Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor by radio. It wasn't until the next day they could read about it. Thank you.
Remember those days, exactly right. And you know what? We're still instantaneous. Radio's still instantaneous. It's North Dakota is a busy place. There's not a lot of people sitting still in North Dakota. Out moving, doing, shaking things up, so, you got that instantaneous news.
Turn up the radio.
And, you know, talk radio was the first social media.
Right.
It's the first media you could talk back to.
Yep.
I mean, I guess you could write a letter to the editor, but you'd see it, you know, weeks later after writing it, right, in the paper. But you can respond immediately on talk radio. We're the first social media, so it's been fun talking a little bit about National Radio Day today. I appreciate that. Appreciate all your comments. Some of you did not get the telephone number for Mr. Skogerbo because you're texting me saying, say it again slower. Okay, 701. No, I'm sorry, 612. 612, area code, 237-1516. 612-237-1516. Email is markmfreedom@aol.com. markmfreedom@aol.com. Okay? Ralph in Jamestown, let's get you in here before our guests come in. Did not have a moment to get to you before the had to go to break, so I'll get you in now. What's on your mind, Ralph?
I was just going to ask the previous guest if there's been any practical application on the Third Amendment, you know, maybe court decisions in regards to the Third Amendment, you know, in regards to people's lives in 1787, or is that just an obsolete amendment?
Yeah, he'd be the one to ask. Somebody earlier was, I assume, making a little bit of jokes that I'd die to protect the Third Amendment. It's in the Constitution. It says there are restrictions on the quartering of soldiers in private homes without the owner's consent, and you can't do that in peacetime. Basically, is what it's saying. So, yeah, not much of that going on now, but, you know.
If we were attacked by the Reds, I mean, it wouldn't really be enforceable if you had enemy soldiers in your house.
That's a good one for Constitution class when he has it. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate it very much. I would like to have heard Mark's answer to that. We'll have him back. I think this is something we really need to be purposeful about, no doubt about it. Folks, you know, the boom in energy production right now in this region has created an incredible economic engine and tremendous opportunities for growth. That makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating in ways to serve. That service starts with its students and spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new School of Engineering, the university will be preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu. All right, next up on the program, a chance to chat with some folks from Midwest Energy. The CEO, Jeff Zuger, is here. Phil Coffin, who is their chief marketing officer as well. They're back from a trade mission to Brazil, looking at more markets for North Dakota corn, North Dakota ethanol. And things seem to be letting up a little bit on the regulatory front to allow for, you know, this industry to continue to provide what it does for small communities especially. I mean, a lot of these plants are in smaller communities, and the jobs that are there are certainly very, very important to these communities, the Richardson, the Castleton, and all the others. Jeff, Phil, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Scott.
Great. Good morning.
So what did you find in Brazil?
Wow, that's we found a warm reception from our counterparts in the ethanol industry down there. Brazil is the second largest producer of ethanol, but they're also a large market. They consume more ethanol than they produce, and they're actually U.S.'s largest export customer for ethanol year in and year out. They take about 30% of our ethanol exports every year. And we went down to say hi and thank you to the folks that take the ethanol from us.
Is there the potential to do more with Brazil? Obviously, you got some markets where you have some challenges right now and different things going on with tariffs and everything else. So you take anybody you can get. But can you market some more ethanol to to Brazil at all, Phil? Is that a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. The people we talked to painted a picture of Brazil. I think they termed it Brazil is the country of the future because things are always going to get better in the future. They've had some difficulties in the past politically and economically, but their economy is stabilizing. They're coming out of a recession. And they're looking for their economy to grow, and with it, energy consumption. They're pushing ethanol at a higher inclusion rate in their domestic fuels, and they see potential to even grow that more. So I think the people we chatted with said that it's potential for their market to almost double in a period of 5 years. So a good share of that will require increased imports, and of course that's right up Main Street for us.
Yeah, no kidding. What can we learn from Brazil, Jeff? What are they doing that we ought to consider here?
Yeah, so they take a little bit friendlier approach and a little bit more hands off from a regulatory perspective on how it's implemented in their fuel supply chain. So their gasoline is 27% ethanol. And so your two choices are gasoline, which is 27% ethanol, or hydrous ethanol, which is essentially 100% ethanol, are the two choices they have when they go to the pumps. So, you know, they are trying to minimize dependency on importing energy sources. So they're growing their ethanol industry domestically. But as Phil pointed out, it creates an opportunity for us as they continue to expand their markets.
That's, you know, it's fun to have some best practices to use in the way of conversations back here and things that you're doing. So that's good. How do they pick 27%, do you think?
They adjust that depending upon their economic objectives and the production that they have of domestic ethanol. So it typically ranges around 25 to 29%, and they kind of push and pull that within that range. They've determined that that's effective and safe to use in all of the fleet that they have that consumes liquid fuel. So if you don't have a flex fuel vehicle, You use gasoline, and they've demonstrated over and over that ethanol at that level causes no issue in the fuels that these vehicles and small engines use.
That's interesting. So they're doing it based on how much ethanol they have. And then deciding how much, you know, what they have in the way of a supply, and then that determines the percentage in. That's fascinating. Let's see. Here's some questions. Greg and Bismarck for our guest. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Hi. Thank you. I'm just curious. I'm not a tree hugger, and I'm not trying to criticize or anything, but it's my understanding that Brazil gets their ethanol from sugarcane, and that they are destroying the rainforest to get land to grow sugarcane. Is there any truth to that, or is that just tree-hugger gossip?
No, there's no truth to that myth. Over 90% of Brazil's sugarcane is grown in the southernmost states of the country. The rainforest is up in the north and northeast of the country. So the sugarcane is probably grown 800 to 1,500 miles away from the rainforest. Brazil has a very strict land use or zoning laws on the books, and they've taken great care to set aside the rainforest as a protected ecosystem, and not only sugarcane, but no agricultural uses of that land are allowed.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So there's, like in everything else, there's truth, and then there's what the tree huggers want you to believe.
and aided by fake news, Greg, the enterprise there that tends to infiltrate. Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mark in Fargo for our guest. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Mark, you're on. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, if I owned an oil company and I had to buy, I was forced to buy ethanol, which I understand we're being forced to do, how much a gallon would I be paying for the ethanol if there were no government subsidy?
I'd be happy to take that one, Scott, if I could.
Sure. Yeah.
So there currently are no ethanol subsidies. There were up through 2011, and those subsidies, in fact, went to the refiners. It was called voluntary ethanol excise tax credit. That's been phased out now since 2011. So what we do have is renewable fuel standard that requires obligated parties to bring renewable fuels into the marketplace. So today, ethanol is selling for about $1.25 a gallon. Gasoline is trading for about $1.65 a gallon. So you get a 40-cent difference between the price of ethanol today and the price of gasoline.
So
historically,
you're saying
ethanol
on the real, on the real open market, the ethanol is cheaper than gasoline.
That is exactly the case.
By far.
99% of the time.
We're being required to buy it. We don't have any choice.
Okay, so are you referring we as refiners?
The consumers,
fuel product?
Because the refiners, consumers, it winds up being at the pump, whether we want it there or not.
And again, that's not the choice of the ethanol producers. There are, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but there's places that have options without ethanol added, and most times, though, the folks that are delivering gas to the wherever you buy it, don't offer that. I know that PetroServe USA has told us that before, that I think Tesoro does not.
Certainly you can get no ethanol blended product. It's going to be about 30 cents a gallon more today, maybe 40 cents a gallon more than something that carries E10 or 10% ethanol.
So you can find it. You're not being forced to buy anything, but I will acknowledge it's not everywhere where some places choose not to, but that's mostly not the fault of somebody that's selling you the gas. That's whoever's supplying it to them that they're making that decision, as Tesoro did. All right, Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bottom line is, with the ethanol in it, you pay less than you would without it. And we'll take a quick break, come back, finish our conversation. Also want to talk about some of the regulatory environment that's out there now. Things improving a little bit for ethanol. More with our guests coming up. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. And you know where Todd's at right now?
He's probably driving it.
Yeah, he's driving around.
Yeah, driving it, Greg. Yeah,
exactly. And he's just like probably got the windows down, you know, and the radio blaring. And
well, I tell you, look at their website yesterday. They got some great prices on some quality pre-owned pickup trucks. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for a winter, which I am, like, oh man.
See,
really good.
He's shopping Schwann's. That's what you do, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. Schwann, GMC Buick, Cadillac, on the strip in Mandan, or just do like Kevin does. Get yourself right there online. Check out those prices.
SchwannBuickGMC.com.
That's the place. All right, we continue with our conversation with Jeff Suger and Phil Coffin from Midwest Ag Energy. There has been some, favorable regulatory treatment in the Trump administration that was not there during the Obama administration on some things. E15 be one example that was helpful to have that year-round. And, a favorable, and again, I think this administration also recognizes this is an agriculture industry as much as it is an energy industry. It's one where they really, really blend, because you, when you would decide to purchase an E15 or E30 or any ethanol product, are helping farmers. That's where the product goes. However, there has been one issue of contention that has not been good, and that's the small refinery waivers. Happened in 17. It's happening now again with a recent announcement. Jeff, let me start with you. What is a small refinery waiver? What are they doing here? They're getting around basically a different rule, right?
Yeah, so the renewable fuel standard had in it a provision such that if the DOE and EPA determined that a refinery would have a hardship by blending product, meaning they weren't, they didn't have access to product, or product wasn't available in their area, or they primarily didn't blend a lot of fuel on site, and they were less than 75,000 barrels per day, they could apply for and very likely get an exemption from the renewable fuel standard. The law further then has those exempted gallons allocated over the balance of the industry. So recently, the EPA has been looking at the law differently and going backward and granting exemptions. So they just granted 31 small refiner exemptions last week for 2018. And they're doing this with no transparency, so you don't know who's getting them, why they're getting them, what the determining factors are around them getting them, and they're doing it in arrears such that they're not reallocating those gallons back in. So effectively, that undermined 1.4 billion gallons worth of demand, or I'll call it 500 million bushels worth of corn that would have been processed into ethanol and feed products.
All right, so what do you do about it? Because number one, again, the people getting hit by this are the feedstock corn, right?
That's correct. It certainly puts downward pressure on margins for our industry, but also has a direct impact to corn demand and the price that farmers will get for their corn, because we're the largest consumer of corn in the United States. The ethanol industry is so. Very impactful. It comes at a time where agriculture has been challenged and continues now to see challenges in the demand side here when you've got a value-added production process like this that keeps getting chipped away at and demand removed from the market equation.
That's a backdoor way of sort of sticking it to the industry, what it is, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And obviously, there's a longstanding difference. Oil does not like ethanol because it sees it as a replacement for its product, which it is, right? I mean, there's a competitive nature there. So sounds like this is a little battle going on here to take on the industry. And as you say, whether it's margins, whether it's in how much, 500 million bushels of corn, wow. A significant difference there. So given the fact that it's sort of backdooring it, it's not like Congress doing it. It's not like, we're changing the law, but you're doing it in a sneaky little way here. Do you go to a congressional delegation and say, here's what we think needs to be done? I mean, is there a way to take this on?
Yeah, I think there certainly is. We've got to engage with our federal delegates to let them know how important this is to the agriculture and the ethanol industry in North Dakota and throughout the upper Midwest. So we've all got to make our voices heard. I think ultimately the EPA administrator reports to President Trump, so we've got to make sure that he's hearing how important this is from our delegates and from our spokespeople out in Washington, D.C., and we certainly intend to do that. We thought he recognized the importance of this when he took a trip to Iowa and announced the E15 adoption or approval year-round and got a bunch of a feedback on these small refiner exemptions just because of the way they're being administered. But unfortunately, here we go again. So we still have some work to do there.
Yeah, interesting. Well, folks, this is important to you. If if the economies where these plants are depend on this kind of thing. So Interesting. We'll add it to our list, certainly in our upcoming conversations with members of Congress here, too, Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, and Congressman Armstrong. I understand he signed a letter about this, right?
That's correct. Yep. He signed a letter indicating that the EPA should follow the intent of the law, include additional transparency so that it's more clear how these determinations are being made, and that we can clearly see what the process looks like as opposed to it just kind of being in the dark and undercover.
Makes sense. Gentlemen, thanks for the time today. We'll stay on top of that story. Appreciate you joining us. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. We're plumb out of time. Brought to you in part today by our good friends in Watford City, North Dakota. Find out more about what all they're doing online.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.